just relax and just vibe out. Put on my favorite station so we can black out. You know the station where they play real good R&B. With DJ Kiefer, Sade, and Tasha, ooh-wee. They bringing that old theme back. They make you wanna fall in love all over again. So turn the music up and just take my hand. Come with me.
The music's to the right frequency.
It's time for a little intimacy, yeah.
DJ Good Vibe is on the one and twos. Playing that music, they get you in the mood.
No other podcast made me feel like that. Tune in every other Thursday.
R&B Live.
To another place. I even listen when I'm laid up with my
baby.
R&B
Live.
R&B
Live.
R&B
Live.
What is up, guys? Welcome to the R&B Live podcast. This is the only Las Vegas R&B podcast, just so you know, and the greatest and best podcast, just I have to say. And I'm not just saying that because I do this, but
what's your name?
Oh, my name is Sade. I was gonna say it. I keep it. Jesus. Okay. I am your host, Sade. Welcome guys. We have a really great show for you guys, but I can't do it without my co-host, Mr. DJ Kiefer over here. Should I say DJ Kiefer?
Yeah, you can say DJ Kiefer.
Yeah. Never leaves your title, right?
Welcome. I'm in and out with the title, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, my lovely co-host Kiefer. What's up?
How you doing, girl?
I'm good. How are you?
I miss you.
Yeah, I miss you too. I want to cry. I know. These times are tough, right?
I needed you yesterday. For real.
I know.
We'll talk about that later.
Oh my God.
But yeah.
We got a couple of new faces in that building.
Mm.
But he will not be I guess he'll always be around, I guess, right?
So. Yeah. You know, scheduling conflicts and stuff like that, you know. So we are blessed to have the one and only DJ Clay.
Woo woo.
It's your boy, DJ Clay. Glad to be here, man.
Yes.
Glad to be back, I should say.
Yeah, man,
second
you're back.
Time around.
Yeah, yeah, man. Yeah. Well, you must have did something good the first time.
I like it. Right. Hey, I'll take it.
You know they do when they call you back, they say, okay, they like me.
Say so they like me. Yeah.
How you doing, brother?
Oh, I'm good, my friend.
Good.
Very well.
Yeah, we got your mic situated better this time.
Good. Last time we were in and out.
Yeah, right.
So, quick, guys, you guys can catch us on R&B Live or rnb-live.com. We are live streaming on platforms, so please go follow us, okay?
Yep.
We have a really good show for you guys today.
Packed.
We have a lot, a packed, jam-packed show. We have a lot to talk about, so sit tight. Or I guess, wait, we got cheers?
Well, no, yeah. We also continue on our bands of the 90s.
Yes.
This week, this episode is the girls.
Okay, cool.
The female.
This is the girl groups.
Yeah.
So each one of us, and Tasha's not here today.
No.
But she did. So she'll be back with us next episode.
Yes.
But she did submit her picks.
Cool,
so you
cool.
know. So we'll dive into that. And then of course, you know, you got your boy got the R&B news.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? So cool. I got some douchey stuff to talk about. You know, P. Diddy. He back in the news again.
Oh, no.
So.
Hey, shout out to P. Diddy, Papa Daddy Puff.
Puff Daddy, Daddy Puff.
Puff Daddy,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
P. Diddy, Pop, whatever. Okay.
Yeah.
Love.
But you know,
love.
But you know, our girl, Aisha, how you say her name?
Aisha.
No.
Oh.
The one that passed away, 702.
Oh,
Irish.
Oh my
Irish.
God. I'm like, who, what? Okay.
Yeah, Irish pass away.
I'm so sorry.
I know I'm out of script, Jay. We got to go. We have to do the music. So anyway, so yeah, Irish passed away September 16th at the age of 43.
Rest in peace.
Yeah, so you know, so I wanna dedicate a song, you know, one of my jams.
Okay.
One of my jammy jams.
Okay.
You know. The song is called You Don't Know.
Okay. Well, okay. So first, let's toast and then we can go, right?
Yep. You ain't got to tell me twice.
Okay. Well, toast to the fans. We're going to get into that 702 song. But yeah, we want to thank you guys for watching.
Glamour.
We love you guys. And we...
Glamour.
We are Glamour Hood over here. I am...
What do you want to cheers to?
We're going to cheers to the new faces in our team.
Being a part of the team.
Keeping on with the momentum of the show. And toast to Shaw for not being here, because we love you and miss you, baby girl.
We miss you, baby girl.
And of course to you guys, the viewers, we love you. So cheers.
All three
okay.
of us, yeah.
All three. Let's go. Okay, guys, so we are going to do that tribute song to Miss Iris, right?
Iris, yep.
Okay, what was it called? I'm sorry.
You don't know.
You don't know.
You don't know.
All right, keep it locked, guys. We are the R&B Live Podcast, so we'll be right back.
Boom!
Child, I think 702 would have been one of my.
No, you don't have to dip it all the way down like that. Just put it right.
Oh, hi. Welcome back, guys. This is the R&B Live Podcast. We just pay tribute to our girl, Miss Iris, that passed away from 702 recently.
Yeah, yeah. She's
such. My condolences and my prayers.
Too young.
Her family.
Too young. 43 years old.
Wow.
Too young.
We have a really great show for you guys today. We have a lot to discuss. Kiefer, what are we going to get into today? All right, guys. All right, Kiefer. So what is going on?
Welcome to the R&B News. Your boy Kiefer. What's up? Let's go. All right, here we go. Man, DJ Envy and Tyrese are beefing again.
Oh, my goodness.
They're beefing again. They're beefing again.
Y'all better stop.
They beefing again. And you know, it's not DJ Envy. It's Tyrese.
Crazy.
Tyrese. Boy, I tell you. So apparently, you know, Tyrese was on the Breakfast Club last month or a couple weeks ago, whatever. And they're supposed to be like, kumbaya, I'm sorry, whoopie whoop and everything. Like, okay. But looks like Tyrese is looking for reparation. He wants to be acknowledged that he helped save DJ Envy and his wife's marriage.
What? Come on. Serious?
What?
Wait, isn't that just what friends do, though?
Well, that's basically what the whole premise, because he said it so many other ways, different thousand ways of saying it. But that's basically what he was trying to say. Like, look, bro, can you give me my props? And then also, he wants DJ Envy and Charlamagne Tha God to like give him grace while he's going through his divorce.
You can't force somebody. You
can't force anybody
to
give.
You ain't Dr. Phil, Tyrese. Like, who the fuck? What you talking about?
What you talking about?
You want flowers for what?
So yeah, so I'm 100% behind DJ Envy and his wife and. And Solomon God.
Tata, take it down a notch.
Tata, right? Take it down a notch.
Just chill.
You know, we all know you was on that medication when you was crying on IG and all that stuff. We all know that.
Something.
We knew you were crazy.
A little bit.
Yeah. Well, you were 95% crazy, but you
over the edge. Right?
You 30% crazy still.
Over the edge.
So have y'all heard about Tink and Hitman?
No.
Tink and Hitman.
Well, you know, they used to go together.
I don't know. Okay.
Well, they broke up.
Oh.
And you know what happens when you break up and you a celebrity.
It's all over the place.
It's all over the place. It's messy as hell.
Oh my God. Right. Did something come up about it? Or?
So yeah, so Tink and Hitman. So they broke up on bad, you know, bad whatever. And apparently, you know, it got real, real viral when they had a physical altercation in Cancun.
Oh shit.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn. I mean, you know you're under the camera.
Any arrests?
No. It wasn't that bad. It was bad, but it wasn't that bad.
Damn.
So apparently, this is from two sides of the story. There's always two sides of the story
always.
And then the truth. So apparently, Tink, she says that Hitman is hitting her up for $4 million of like production value, whatever, production, whatever. And Hitman is like, I am not looking for, you know, I'm not looking for that. But he did go to Cancun, like, creepy style. Like, he said, I didn't know she was there. I said, bro, you know.
Y'all were serious? In Cancun at the same time?
Same time.
Oh, no.
Out of all places out of the world. There's many more islands over there.
Yeah, there's so many other places you could go.
Yeah, so,
keep that eye.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Come on, bro. Yeah.
Come on.
You're looking kind of bad out there, Hitmaker. K. Michelle.
What's going on with her?
I love K. Michelle.
I do too.
K. Michelle is it's already out her last R&B album.
The last?
She is not doing any more R&B music.
The finale?
This is the finale.
Oh, yep. No.
It's called I am the Problem. Name of the album.
Okay.
You know,
Stiffer?
But she's going. But you know what she's going.
Self realization.
Yeah. But no. But
what's she doing?
She's going to country.
Country music. You know what? I had heard something like that. I don't know if I really.
Well, you know, she's from Memphis.
That makes sense then.
So she a country. Right? She's going always
back to
been.
Her roots.
You know,
she's always been a country
there's
girl.
A really big
marketing.
Big. It's not the market, but a lot of people have been. There's a big handful of individual artists, I should say, that are African American that are bringing like country to the forefront. You know what I mean? Like country stars and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. So it's really cool to see.
Yeah. So big. I got her album. I should start sending you these damn albums.
Yeah,
so you could be up on it, because I got them all.
Yeah, I want to hear. I want to hear this album, and I want to definitely hear her new ones. The new one, the country mix.
Yeah, well, we don't know when those are coming out.
Okay.
She had a
well,
main
when
note.
It happens, I'll be looking.
You know, I'll be honest with you. I might just say, hey, we could talk about her a little bit.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying? Cool. Say, hey.
Makes sense.
Yeah, we'll do.
Okay, Michelle,
it
country.
Yeah, good story.
SZA.
Ooh, I love her.
So SZA, boy, she's milking the hell out of this SOS album.
As she should.
But that was an incredible.
It
album.
Was.
You must admit.
But yeah.
So
now she's coming out with another deluxe LP.
Ooh.
You know, deluxe LP.
A lot of.
I'm ready for
that. Yeah, me too.
10
cameos.
10.
Features.
I don't know. Yeah, I gotta find out. But there's 10 new tracks.
Damn.
10 new tracks?
10 new tracks.
I'm not mad at that. Can't you know, it's harder for artists to come out with music because people, we have such a short attention span. So coming out with a new song, you got to have like, you got to be ready with it. All the content, mm-hmm, you got to be mm-hmm. fast and quick. But you milk that thing, boo. Like, even Meg Thee Stallion, I remember she said in an interview, like, we are so hungry for things and our attention span is so much shorter than it was yeah. before. So yeah. creating content as an artist is so hard because you have to like constantly be doing and working. She's like, I'm taking a break. So mm-hmm. yeah, mm-hmm. but yeah, it's,
yeah. So
I don't.
So this album, I'll find out when it's coming out on our next episode. I'll find okay, out. Cool, cool. I think it's already out.
Okay.
Oh, be honest with okay. you. So
I'm gonna have to listen.
I don't. You know what? I don't even have that
send
track.
The album. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So and of course we did speak about Aishra. What's her name?
Iris.
Yeah. Iris. We spoke about Iris. You know, yes, she passed away on September 16th. You know, the co-founder of 702. Yeah. She's from Vegas. Yeah. All three of them are from Vegas.
It's Vegas royalty, right?
Yeah, Vegas royalty. So shout out to the Queen. You know, rest in peace, man. We're gonna miss her. It blew up the internet. That was actually a surprise, and she's a twin.
No way.
Yeah, she's a twin.
I'm a twin.
I know you are.
That's crazy.
Twin. So yeah, so shout out. Yeah, so
it seems like they were just starting to really get their flowers though, like, you know what I mean? On a worldwide scale.
Yeah.
The R&B thing is coming back and it's great. But
yeah.
They're just kinda like just about to get it, I think.
Yeah.
And then
So yeah, so big ups on that. But so also I know you guys know this, but I like to let the audience know that we are the official sponsor of Carlos Ferraro's and Friends concert.
Nice. Let's go. Shout out to Carlos.
Coming in November 25th here in Las Vegas.
Exciting.
Is that the theater in downtown Vegas? The what theater? The Clark County Theater. Yes, it holds about 350 people. But we are sponsoring it because we are giving away tickets.
Woo woo! Let's go.
So go ahead.
Who want tickets?
So go ahead and show that car, Jay Boogie. Go to our website, rnb-live.com. As he's showing you right now, scroll down to where you see the flyer. And then below the flyer,
register to win.
Mm-hmm. I need your name, email, and telephone number, and put it in the comments. I want to win some Carlos Ferraro tickets. Say it like that.
Is that all they have to do?
In caps.
All they have to do.
That's
all they have to do. No cap. That's all you got to do.
That's real. Okay.
Do that. And then we are going to be giving away two tickets per listener, okay, until the show. So that gives us about four episodes starting next week.
Okay.
Or next episode.
Right.
We're going to be giving away tickets. So you guys just go ahead and submit your names now. Okay. And if you want to buy tickets, just go ahead and click on the flyer, and it'll direct you right towards the website right there, Carlos Ferraro Friends. Tickets are only $25. Come on now.
Come on, guys.
And also, I my ladies are going to be in the building. They're going to be on stage. They're going to be doing backstage interviews with all the DJs and the performers.
Okay. So there, you ready?
Yep. I'm ready.
Yep, they're going to be back. And I think we're probably going to be streaming that live.
Oh, okay. Nice. I'm excited.
So these girls are doing it big. They're going to be back there looking sexy and interviewing all these fabulous independent R&B artists.
Yeah.
And DJs. So yeah, cool. So it's going to be dope. I'm excited. Let's see, what else? So I want to change the mood a little bit. I had a friend of mine that passed away.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, she was such a beautiful spirit. Crazy as hell. I'm going to tell you some stories about her when we get back. Her name is Shantae Gibson. She is the older sister of Tyrese Gibson. Mm. And her name is we call her Queen G. And you know, I did a little short little collage of her. You guys just kind of look at this and let's just go through it. Go ahead, hit that, Jay Boogie.
Representing the Soulful Experience, this is episode 10, and I got a very special guest, Miss Queen G.
What up? How you doing?
Good. I'm glad you're here.
Oh man, thank you for having me.
Man, so I'm really, really glad that the Queen G is here representing the Soulful Experience. You guys stay tuned because we got live performances coming here, right in the stage, right in my little studio. So you guys just keep it locked right here. Soulful Experience.
Soulful Experience, y'all.
Ever barbershop talk. Yeah, we have a little audience in here, so bear with me. And we got people downstairs eating up the Raisin Cane's.
Right.
They tear up the
Raisin Cane's. It was a lot of Cane's.
A lot of Cane's. and we got some very exciting artists that's going to perform here tonight.
Okay, wow. We get the live experience too, huh? The live soulful experience.
That's how we do it. And then we're going to have a couple of interviews. I'm going to interview you.
Aww. And I want to interview some people too here tonight.
That's what I'm saying.
Is that all right?
Yeah, we have a third chair right here so it's going to be ting tang.
It's going down.
And this is the queen of interviewers.
Oh my God.
Okay.
So it's weird to be interviewed. I will say that.
Okay. Well,
very awkward.
I'm about to go deep.
Don't go too deep. I ain't giving up my social.
Okay. So,
position, right? They got that from nepotism or somebody gave them an opportunity, but they did not use it properly, right?
Right. So give us the name of your company and then get out.
Yes. 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 I'm gonna stop before I get beat up. I love the soul.
Listen,
this is Big Red, Compton, California, representing every spirit that's a good, positive spirit. Thanking you for inviting us, all us artists here to do our thing. Come see us at Elf Labor Entertainment for us. I'll be there Monday through Friday, and I work all the time. So look at me, look for me, and look for our artists coming up soon.
That's what's
all
right? up. Thank you. Thank you, Big Red. Yeah.
Though I'm missing you,
I'll
find a way to get through. Living without you, 'cause you were my sister, my strength, and my pride. Only God may know why. I will get by. Who would've known that you'd have to go so suddenly, so fast? How could it be that our sweet memories would be every day I go on, but life's just not the same. I'm so empty inside, and my tears I can't hide, but I'll try to face the pain, though I'm missing. My strength and my pride.
I think I had to do that. I know it's kind of off script of what we do here, but this was definitely a blow to my spirit because I know this woman very deeply, known her for over 10 years.
Wow.
So the reason I wanted to show some of those that was just one particular show that she did with me. I've recorded her on some other stuff that we did together because I hired her as a promotional manager. Mm-hmm. For my lounge that I had years back. So she's that crazy. She has no filter. Shante is like, that girl will speak her mind and let you know. But she is probably one of the best promoters I know because she could get stuff to get done.
Okay.
Like she'll be able to put together an event and the shit will work. It might be ghetto as hell, but it works. You know, it works. She gets it done. And I am truly going to miss her, man. So, it's crazy. But, yeah, I just... Yeah,
condolences to the family.
Yeah. It was tough. And I think if I had done this show when she passed, I probably would not have made it. I'll be honest with you guys. I've been boo-hooing.
Yeah,
so,
I'm so sorry, Keeper.
Yeah, that was, you know, she's, you know, that's, you know, I don't have too many people close to me that passes so far.
Yeah.
She's probably the closest one so far.
Wow.
You know, and I know there could be more because we right. don't live forever.
Yeah.
Unfortunately. You know, but I want to raise my drink to Miss, and if anybody want to join me, that'd be great. To Queen G, where she does not hold back. I love you, baby girl. Rest in peace. You'll always be in my heart. Thank you. All right. So, we're going to get down to the bands.
Sure.
We have no. Before we do that, how are you been?
I've been good.
You been good?
Yeah.
What's been going on with you?
Same thing.
No, you got to be more specific, right, Claire? We like to get to the nitty gritty. She knows this. She's been doing this for 3 years. She knows this.
Uh-huh. I don't know. I mean,
anything special? Anything?
Not really.
Your life is not boring. Trust me, fellas. She is. Oh, speaking of that, Jay Boogie. What? You know that video I wanted you to show?
What video?
Make all those disappear and bring the video. Yeah, because I got to talk to you about this shit.
Oh, really? Am I in trouble?
What we got here, Keeper?
You ready?
What is this?
All right, bust it. What the hell? Look at this girl. I think the where were you going? Where were you going?
I get good asked Lord. To do some of the good funniest Lord. Stuff.
Okay, another side.
Another side. Yeah, exactly. Let us talk about the other side.
So shout out to the fantasy football team.
Fantasy football?
Mm-hmm. That was fantasy football.
Damn, I should have hired you too.
My friend asked me if I wanted to do a gig, and they paid me, which is funny, and I just have to go and move. Like names on a board, basically.
I know, cause I used to hire girls just like you.
And it's awesome set up. It's like 12 guys, and they're all just in the fantasy.
I had two girls doing the boards.
Yeah,
I had two girls serving drinks and food.
Yeah, okay. We had drinks, we had food.
Cause I was the commissioner. at that time. Oh, yeah. I want to take care of my players, my owners. I want to take care of the owners.
Yeah, shout out to Nick, the commissioner.
for the commissioner.
Yeah. You know,
Nick was my commish. Shout out to him and the whole boys. I have such a good time with them. That was fantasy football. Last year, I dressed up as a referee. This summer, I dressed up as a football player. Mm. It's just all fun and games. I love it. I have a good time with them.
Were you the only sister in there?
Yeah, I was actually.
That's why.
Yeah, so it was.
Ain't no way King Pear. Ain't no way
King
Pear.
The shorts said touchdown on the back of them. It's so fucking hilarious.
I'm glad we got that for the archives because we're going to be. We're gonna bust that out every once in a while, you know. Just to get the ratings.
I'm just working and twerking. Working and twerking.
Working and twerking. Girl, you definitely were twerking on that
working
night.
Working and twerking is what I holidays are right around the corner, so you know I'm gonna put in that work for sure.
Facts.
I'm throwing a fat Halloween party pretty soon.
The 21st.
What?
I still don't know what I wanna be.
You better hurry up.
I got a Mandalorian helmet, but I don't know.
You gotta get a suit.
I know that suit is expensive.
Yeah, but yes, everything's good. Yeah, everything's been working, good. Working a lot, a lot. I hurt myself, so I gotta get surgery tomorrow morning. But it's all good.
wait, you didn't say surgery. You said y'all was going to hospital.
No, I said I have surgery tomorrow morning.
It must be outbound surgery.
Outbound?
Yeah, outbound. What they do is they might.
Like outpatient.
Outpatient. Thank you. Okay. I meant outpatient, okay. Not outbound.
Okay. I was like, huh?
You be half asleep while I dig whatever they need to dig.
Yeah.
And then you wake up like an hour later.
So, yeah, I mean, I just been working, trying to help the podcast and try and come up with new things, new ways to grow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Trying to work on my second source or my third source of income. I don't know. I'm trying to get it.
All right.
Like you said earlier, Christmas is coming, right?
Christmas is coming.
Hey, we gotta get it.
Yeah. We if you didn't know, and I Tasha don't even know this yet.
What?
Each one of us have to give each one of us a gift, but it can't be no more than $20.
Are we doing like a white elephant, or what are we doing?
That's what it's called, white elephant.
A white elephant.
It's called white elephant.
Yeah.
But
we have to like pick a name. Like we don't tell anybody who we got.
Yeah.
Secret Santa. That's
Secret
what it is.
Santa. Yeah. So that's what we're doing, and we'll air that out. We'll open the cases, the box, the presents on our Halloween show. I mean on our Christmas show.
Okay,
hopefully cool. I get to be a guest on that show.
That'd be fun.
Really, you know.
If you are, you're gonna get a present.
Yeah, all right, man. You know, I'm all
But you gotta get
I gotta give one too.
You gotta get three, yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah, Jay Boogie too.
I'm all about that.
Jay Boogie making money too, man.
Jay Boogie's in?
Yeah, Jay Boogie's in. He ain't, look, he might be 17, but he ain't broke.
Yes.
Nah, he making his money. He working for the big.
To piggyback off of the last episode, we were talking about boy bands, and this time we were talking about the females, okay? We all picked our favorite female group, and we want to say why we picked them, or I guess we could just pick them and just say why.
No, we got it right there.
Right.
Yeah. That's. I mean, there's many more.
I mean, so much more. I really couldn't. I mean, those would have been my top five right there. Maybe. Escape for sure. That's a good one.
So yeah. So what we'll do? We're gonna go into a musical break.
Okay.
We're gonna. Tasha, I got a new song for you. I mean, Sade, I got a new song for you.
I'm looking at him like he ain't going there, right? Oh, is it jam? I don't know if you did it. You did it really quick.
Got a new one, man. Yeah. A new one.
No, not yet.
You got a new song. Who is it by?
So check this out. So I got to tell Clay. We got to tell Clay how we do this.
Oh, okay.
Clay, so every time I say either Sade or Tasha, whatever name, I got a new jam for you.
Okay.
Both of them, or you want to say, is it a jam?
You say song and then I say jam. You say, I have a new song
yeah,
for you.
Yeah, I have a new song
and
for you.
I say, is it a jam?
And then we but you got to do this. You got to do this.
Oh, I got to get the waving?
Yeah, you got to get the waving. But it's right first.
Yeah,
right.
Do the right.
Okay. So here, let's all practice.
Okay.
Yeah, I need to see. You didn't prepare me for this.
That's why I want to do it right now, okay. Live. All right. So it can look natural.
I like it.
All right, so Sade, I have a new song for you.
Is it a jam? Did we do it?
Jay said no. No, Jay. We didn't get
that. Was not it. Not
it's
it.
Been a while.
So,
so what's the name of the jam?
New artist, Tone Seth.
Okay. What's the name of the
song? Song is called Smoking in the Park.
Smoking in the Park, guys. This is the R&B Live podcast. This is the host, Sade.
Kiefer.
And your boy, DJ Clay.
Let's go.
Strawberry.
Great. I'm into that strawberry.
Wow, yeah, grape. I don't like strawberry.
I didn't grow up on strawberry. I grew up on grape.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah,
me too.
Yeah, we are grape.
Yeah.
I forgot to mention about the MTV Awards.
Oh,
that's right.
The MTV Awards. You know, they happened last month, and you know, I only watch it for the. You know who's the best R&B artist coming up?
Yeah.
So I'm not gonna get into all the nominees, but you know we had Alicia Keys. This is for the R&B best artist. Alicia Keys, SZA, mm-hmm. Weeknd, Tootsie. Who is Tootsie? You know who Tootsie is?
Tootsie.
No, I don't know who Tootsie is. Yeah.
My favorite song. think that's the joint.
I don't know. Oh yeah, that's my favorite song. Yeah.
Yeah. Tootsie's big.
Okay.
And then and
it was
then,
playing
and,
a lot for a while there.
And yeah. And your girl, Cleo, or what's her name?
Chloe.
Bailey.
Chloe.
Bailey. Yeah.
Oh,
Chloe
I
Bailey.
Love her.
And there was another artist I didn't get the name because I didn't care. So. But guess who won? Guess who won?
I think SZA. SZA's the best.
I would say SZA too.
Yeah,
SZA did.
Yeah, yeah, of course. Yep. Go.
Yep,
SZA. SZA won.
Cool.
And the words were okay. I want to talk about P. Diddy.
Oh.
He all up in the. He's, I mean, I'm not getting into all this, you know, this conspiracy theories.
Okay,
you know,
okay.
Theory and all this stuff, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
But P. Diddy, he got the Imagination. What's it called?
Nomination?
No, human. What's it called when you
humanitarian?
Humanitarian.
Oh, humanitarian.
Something like that.
Okay.
He got
cool, awesome.
He got. I wouldn't say all. He got the he got the humanitarian or whatever. So.
Okay.
So y'all know that P. Diddy has been like, you know, not giving out the rights to all the publishing rights to all the artists. You know that, right?
Right.
He's been a little shady.
He just recently,
like a month ago.
Right.
Thirty years later. 20, yeah, right. 25 years. He just now starting to give all that back to everybody.
Yeah.
To a few. So, but. It's crazy. Like now he's in the news again for the Tupac murder. Mm.
You think he has something to do with it?
Yes.
Yeah.
I think
he's shady as fuck, to be honest. I'm so sorry.
I believe wholeheartedly he was part of that and Biggie's death.
Yeah.
Are they tying it in?
Yes, they are.
Yeah. Okay.
Because Keefe, the last known shooter, the last person in the car,
right.
they arrested him in Vegas last week.
Yeah. Mm.
And what they found in his house
was it
ties Biggie ties
Diddy
to everything.
I don't respect that man. I felt something was up with him.
Now, I don't really care about your sexual endeavors,
right?
Personal, I don't care. I don't care if you're gay, straight, tri. I don't care. But I do care when you use that to, you know. Show people or tell people that, you know, if you go gay, I can make you rich, whatever. Like he,
all right, yeah. That's major industry.
The gay agenda.
Yes.
Illuminati rot his brain.
So I don't like. I mean, and this music business is very far left.
Oh, we know.
You know, so
it's so twisted.
But it's getting like he's on the tip of being another R. Kelly situation.
Good.
Like, for real.
I hope everybody comes forward. I hope they're not scared. I feel like there's so much stuff on the low that nobody wants to talk about, but it's going to come all to light.
Well, he does have power, but I don't care about, like, you know, what's your sexual preference. It's just when I see you using that to turn straight men to gay, or you have they have to get abuse of your power, right? It's like an initiation type thing.
Like a quick quo pro,
yeah,
like kind
yeah,
of whatever,
yeah, yeah. So, I don't know, man. You know, I'm not. I was never a P. Diddy fan anyway. I mean, he was okay, but
you know who I think is going to like push it all to light is probably Mace.
Yeah, because
I think he's been really silent lately, and I think that's why he went like underground.
Yeah, well, you know, he tried to come back, but you know,
he became a pastor. That's why.
Well, they've got a
because he knows how nasty and crooked Hollywood
is. Somebody has a show. They got a podcast. They're doing sports. Oh, Mason Cam. It's actually popular right now.
They have a sports. It's a sports channel.
Yeah, they do. It's actually a pretty big show right now.
So that's and it's crazy. That's going. It's coming on every timeline that every time I'm on the internet or I'm on my phone and I'm going through TikTok and it's on every other.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, it's this got to be for real because it's on every thread.
I know.
So I'm like, oh my God, this guy is off the chain. So, the Tupac mystery is pretty much over because Keefe is the one that pulled the trigger.
30 years later. That's insane.
1996. That's when he passed.
That's crazy.
So yeah. So
well, I mean, I'm happy justice is served. I hope that everything comes to light. That's all we can hope.
And you know what's so crazy? I was just talking to Clay yesterday about how dope his album is.
Yeah, we were just talking about
it. His album is fucking dope.
Yeah.
Like, I got
all
it.
All R&B, you know.
All R&B.
You know, fire.
Wow.
It's okay. Fire. Matter of fact, do you have that Jacquees song with him, with Jacquees? You got that? Let's see. Because that song is fire.
Yeah, I don't know if I heard it.
Well, we about to play it now because after this, we're definitely going to get into the top five Silky Sheets.
Okay. So our top five Silky Sheets is based off of the bands that we picked.
Yes.
So it's going to be our...
female group
song that we liked most from them. So keep it locked, guys. So we're gonna play this song.
It should
by Jacquees.
Yeah, it should be in.
Okay, we found it. All right, good, guys.
Okay, pull up, there you go. Okay, cool, we got it.
All right, guys. I'm your co-host Shade. And Kiefer.
And who's that right there?
It's your boy again, DJ Clay.
DJ Clay. Yeah. Right, guys, this is R&B Live.
Oh, I picked that phone up when you need me, baby. You know I'm pulling up when you feeling wavy. You gas me up till I'm full. Anywhere you want, girl, let's go. You can ride my whip till we can't no more. I'ma give you what you need, babe. If you let me take the lead, baby. Got that something that you're missing. Missing. Yeah, I'ma treat you right. You can take my phone anytime of the day, cause we good, no lie. And them girls don't mean nothing. Only fuck with the vibes. You don't want nothing. You the one I like. Watch me show you what I mean. Blow your mind if I make you my queen. She say she ain't about it, but she can be. Give it to her how she like, don't come and plan, babe. Bet you never fall in for my type. And I bet the mother guys ain't feeling right. Bring you up just to take you down, yeah. You fucking it up, they know what's up. I'ma treat you right. You can take my phone anytime of the day, cause we good, no lie. And them girls don't mean nothing, only fuck with the vibes. You're the one I want, you're the one I like. Oh, I pick that phone up when you need me, baby. You know I'm pulling up when you feeling wavy. You gas me up till I'm full. Anywhere you want, girl, let's go. You can ride my whip too, we can't no more. I'ma give you what you need. If you let me take the lead, baby, got that something that you're missing, missing.
Please let me talk to him. Yeah, I got something.
Talk to you.
Hey. Let me put you where you comfortable forever, not a month or two. It's no more getting something new if they ain't getting up for you. House came with a chef, red snapper and come for you. Everybody eats, long table like a conference room. Hold my hand, I lead the way, bring you if you follow me. If you don't wanna see us shine, think you should unfollow me. If they ain't 100, then be single as a dollar be. If I did some wrong, please gon' sing up my apology. Sorry I was lost, baby. Now I got that GPS.
Right.
Old school got that BBS. Chain got that VBS. Not just his. Her watch too. I channel like I'm CBS. Let's make a baby tonight. In the morning, go to CVS. No plan B.
No plan B.
I'ma
treat you right. You can take my phone anytime of the day, cause we good, no lie. And the girls don't mean nothing. Only fuck with the vibes. You the one I want. You the one I like. Oh. I pick that phone up when you need me, baby.
Yeah.
What up, guys? Welcome back to the R&B Live Podcast, guys. That was Jacquees and
P. Diddy. Featuring Fabolous.
Fabolous.
F-A-B-O-L-O-U-S. So I want to talk. What's been going on with you, DJ Clay? Because you're the new cat on the block right now.
Yeah.
Right, you know, right. We know. I know our audience wants to know more about you.
Yeah.
You know, get you know, dive in deep with DJ Clay. You know,
deep dive.
We know.
Well, hey man, just really man, this journey man with this music and this DJ man, I'm just loving getting back into the groove. Got my empty nest at home. So I'm really digging this music, you know, taking time, getting my studio together. And I'm going to be probably doing some live shows of my own starting in the next couple months or so.
Okay, okay.
Nice, but I'm also working with Jessica and Mike.
Yes, big shout out to Jessica.
Shout out to Jess.
And matter of fact, I'm glad you mentioned that because their show is coming back, relaunching.
Okay.
This month.
The 10th.
The 10th.
Yep, we got the first show. We've got Avir coming on board.
And Avir's going to be here on our show too.
Cool. I'm excited.
So make sure you tune in for that on Discover TV and all platforms.
Yeah, there you go. Celebrate Black Love. There you go. It's right there.
There it is right there.
Yes. CelebrateBlackLove.com.
So I work closely with Mike and Jess. Big shouts out to both of them. My boy Einstein over there.
Einstein. Big up Einstein.
Doing production.
Production.
Scientist over there. The mad scientist.
Yeah, he's a mad scientist. Yep.
Yes. So, that's what we're working on, man. Those are two big projects.
Okay. I'm glad you're here, bro.
Oh, man. I'm just so glad to be back at it, man. You know, get away from something you love.
Yeah, I know.
Get to return to it, man. It's just an amazing feeling, man.
Yeah.
And then I like what we're doing too here with the R&B and the love. The world needs this right now, man.
Yeah,
so
definitely.
I'm all about this part of it.
I love it. And you guys keep it locked because he's gonna do a 15 minute set. Mm-hmm. All right, so you know, so you guys, you know, then it's fire. So you know, so you know, and you know, and Good Vibe is still with us. He just, you know, he's a busy man. You know,
he's vibing.
Yeah, he's vibing. You know,
he's doing things too.
You know?
So shout out to Good Vibes. We miss you.
Yeah,
and to Shy, we miss you as well.
We miss you.
Guys, we're gonna get into one more song.
One more song.
And then we're gonna get into our top five Silky Sheets with the girl group. Girl group band.
Okay.
So
this artist, this is a group.
Okay.
It's a lady group. It's a lady group band. They're called Lady.
Lady.
Yeah.
Lady group band. Lady.
This song is fire. I heard these guys about 2-3 months ago. So I gotta put them on the podcast. And it fits right into our whole vibe here.
It makes sense.
This song is called Love Me Down.
Ooh, keep it locked, guys. This is Army Love.
Our faces, I'm not made to chase it. It's just human nature. When I let you love me down, no conversations. We ain't gotta say shit. We've been through the basics. Come over and love me down, me down, me down, me down. If you only knew how I fuck with you, you wouldn't play these games. Oh no, baby, can't you see? I'll follow your lead. Can play different positions, but let you be the chef in the kitchen. I like that. Don't hold back. Don't you hold back. Got my time. Don't waste that. I'll let you get in your bag. You got control, there's no cap. Focus on me, give me energy. Yeah, you know I need all that. Let's just take our places. I'm not made to chase it. It's just human nature. When I let you love me down. Conversations, we ain't gotta say shit. We've been through the basics. Come over and love me down. Don't you tease me. Love me down. Take me, need me. Love me down. Taste me, please me. Love me down. We've been through the basics. Come over and love me down. I'm giving you green light. It's only right that I feed your ego. So one that I need though. I'm not afraid when you dominate. Yeah, you turn me on. When you turn me on, I never fight it. I let you drive it the way you want. I like that.
Yeah.
shout out to the
That shit is fire. That shit is fire.
The Lady Girl Group fans.
They're coming back.
Lady.
They're coming back. They're coming back. They're coming back. They're coming back.
So love it.
Yeah, that's a jam. How you feel about that one, Clay?
That's a banger right there.
You like that, man?
I was feeling that.
Okay. As long as my team is feeling it. Mm-hmm. I'm Gucci.
We love it.
Oh yeah,
I'm Gucci.
Me likey.
Because if our team is feeling it, I know damn well y'all gonna feel it.
Yeah.
You know, because y'all are about that real R&B shit, and we are the authority of real R&B shit. Mm-hmm. Matter of fact, I'm gonna coin that right now.
The authority.
I can't use authority because R&B money says that.
Oh, okay.
But
okay.
I can say real R&B shit. Real R&B shit.
Yeah, real R&B shit.
Real R&B shit.
That's what we are.
That's what we are.
We are Las Vegas's own. Real R&B shit.
Oh, I'm writing that shit down.
Podcast.
I'm writing that shit down.
Okay, guys, so we are going to get into our top five Suki Sheets. You can find these songs online. We want you to vote so we can get these songs onto the next round. Or I guess they just win.
Yeah.
And that's just bragging points for us because we all want to be the best picker, I guess I should say, our Suki Sheet selector.
Matter of fact, Jay Boogie. I'm going off the hub. Go to the website. I'm gonna show y'all and go and click on where it says streaming, live streaming. Right there on the tab. Click on the live streaming tab. Right there. Go down right where and scroll down a little bit. Right there where it said look who's winning. Look who's winning. Keeper.
Keeper's
winning right there. Look at that.
Keeper's winning.
You in the lead?
Always in the lead.
Right there, guys, on the website, you can go right under the video of our live stream and vote for the last top five Suki Sheet.
Yep.
Again, if you vote, it's just bragging rights for us.
And so far,
and not only that,
and Keeper always wins the shit.
Keeper votes for himself.
No, I don't.
Retract that horn.
It ain't my fault y'all motherfuckers don't vote for y'all shit.
I mean, I wouldn't. I would let the fans do it.
Well, the fans have did it. It was like 9 or 10 on there.
Oh, I didn't even see that.
Anyway, Jay Boogie, get ready to do our thing.
So I
like to do like this. Jay Boogie, hit that shit, homie.
I'm a kid for you. Make it look like it's magic.
Oh yeah.
I see nobody but you.
Beat it like a drum. It smells and it hits your nose.
It's because like, it's glamour hood, that's why.
It's like it's a barrel of goodness.
Ooh, look at that right there. That booty right there, boy. That's my shit right there. That's my shit right there. That's my shit.
Alrighty.
So we are now on the grown, I mean the top five Suki Sheets of the week. I'm sorry, I almost fucked that up.
Okay, so we have our first song. Whose pick is this?
SWV.
All right, SWV. What song is it?
Use Your Heart.
Use Your Heart.
Is that it?
Song.
I used to. This was on my.
This was your Suki Sheet smasher.
Smasher. I got my CDs right here behind me. My CDs behind me. Go give me a big screen, Jay Boy. Give me a big screen. I'm a y'all can't see it. Okay, it's right there. Anyway, yeah. I had my mixtape CDs.
Gotcha.
Nice. And they were all grown and sexy.
I made them. Yeah. Okay.
And I did the artwork too. So.
I never got a mixtape.
You never got a mixtape? Oh,
no,
girl.
No one ever made me
your life
mixtape.
Is not nothing if you ain't got no mixtape.
No, no one ever made me a mixtape. Like, dedicate the songs to
me. I'll make you
yeah,
one.
Yeah, thank you.
I got you.
So this is SWV. This is Kiefer's, so sorry. This is Kiefer's pick for the top five Suki Sheets, SWV. God, what was
use your
it?
Heart.
Oh my God, use your heart. Okay, yeah. Thank you guys. Keep it locked, okay.
Refreshing conversation for the mind.
Use your heart and not your mind.
Love it. I love that song. This is when you say something.
Right, right.
Yeah. Like, so how, like, voice Amanda's like, girl, you know I love
deep
you.
Deep voice.
You know I love you.
Good song, Kiefer.
So, when I used to play the song, every time it goes, I go, that's my thrush. I go, and then the girls go, All the time.
Yeah, so funny.
All the time.
All right. So, who has the second pick?
You.
Oh, okay. So, I got Destiny's Child. My pick was Cater to You, right?
Ooh.
Right? I love that song. It's not my, I have plenty of other Destiny's Child favorites, but Cater to You is just the R&B one. Like, I feel like it hits the soul. So, this is my top 5 Silky Sheets, number 2, numero dos.
Cater to you. Top 5 Silky Sheets.
Let's go.
Baby, I see you working hard. Wanna let you know I'm proud. Let you know that I admire what you do. Don't know if I need to reassure you. My life will be purposeless without you. If I want it, when I ask you, you inspire me to be better. You challenge me for the better. Sit back and let me pour out my love letter. Let me help you take off your shoes. Untie your shoestrings. Take off your cufflinks. What you wanna eat, boo? Let me feed you. Let me run your bath water. Whatever you desire. House choir, sing you a song. Turn the game on. I'll brush your hair. Help you put your durag on. Wanna put a rug. Want a manicure. Baby, I'm yours. I wanna cater to you, boy. Let me cater to you. Cause baby, this is your day. Away from you, making sure that I'm doing my part. Boy, is there something you need me to do? If you want it, say the word.
I'll try it.
I know whatever I'm not fulfilling, another woman is willing. I'm gonna fulfill you, my body and spirit. I promise ya. I keep myself up, remain the same shit you fell in love with. I keep it tight, I keep my figure right. I'll keep my hair fixed, keep rocking the hottest outfit. When you come home, they tell me on my shoulder, I roll over. Baby, I heard you, I'm here to serve you. This love you need to give it is my joy. All I wanna do is cater to you, boy.
Let me cater to you, cause baby, this is your day. Do anything for my man, baby, you know me. I got your slippers, your dinner, your dessert, and so much more.
Where are these unicorns? Where are these unicorns?
Yeah, where'd they go?
Where are these unicorns? Huh?
So what?
Where are these unicorns at?
Oh, these girls? These cater girls?
Yeah. Where are these unicorns at, man?
I don't even know. Unicorns.com.
Lost brain, man.
Where are these ladies at, man? Because I don't know if they...
You know what? And that's going to be a topic we should talk about, is what is happening to the females.
Yes.
When it comes to things like that.
And I think I need to really bring a young girl.
Yeah.
As a co-host.
Oh my god, yeah.
Can you, do you know somebody like
I don't hang around with a lot of young girls, but I mean their mindset is a little
different
from what I'm used to, so that's why I don't really, but I'm sure we can find somebody.
We got to find somebody
cuz
these girls,
I don't want to say this, that this person is that type, but the thought mentality is just really, really, really a real thing. Like, it's just...
It's bad. It's real bad. It's real bad. So
it is what it is.
Girls, y'all need
to... But I would love to have somebody on the show debate me.
Yeah,
like, debate us.
Yeah.
Like, I want to talk.
Yeah.
Debate like, the hell out of that shit.
How do you feel like you don't need a man? You know, like, that's just... It's the feminism that's taken to another level, but... The thoughtness is like on top of that, sprinkles on top of that. So.
Like, do you cater to your man?
I do. I mean, I don't have a man, but like I do.
Like, you a cook for him? Or...
Yeah,
really.
I'm a pleaser, so I get happiness out of their pleasure.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow,
so
wow.
Whenever you're happy, like, give me a massage after a day of work. Like, I'll cook. I like, and food is my love language, so I love to cook.
Yeah.
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 And even
yeah.
if we don't, if I don't cook, we're eating. Whatever, you know, like, it doesn't matter. So I was raised like with traditional values. So I'm cool with like staying home, or, you know, I don't want to, but if we could, I would. But I like to work, so, but I would be willing to do that. So
yeah, Clay, I mean,
it's really kind of sad, man, because I think we're at a point where nobody wants to drop their guard. Guys mm-hmm. don't want to drop their guard. Women don't want to drop their guard. Mm-hmm. So now we're at a standstill.
Yeah.
You
know? I mean, and you have kids?
I do. And
you have any daughters?
I have a daughter, and my daughter is, we're going to talk about that. My daughter's doing mm-hmm. some things. She was in music for quite some time. Still is.
That's great.
She's a singer.
She's a singer.
She's made a change in her life.
So
she's been moving around in that circle. And,
yeah. As a father, really quick, I want to ask you, like, do you want, I know you want to raise your daughter to be strong, and yeah, independence is really important.
Right.
But like, would you instill the values of her being a domestic woman? Like, would you want to do, like, do you feel that's needed and important?
I think it's important, and I think that, you know, she sees it. Mm-hmm. I think that, you know, of course, she's got some pretty good examples. You know, grandparents married 50 years, you know, that type of thing.
Oh, that's so great.
So there are young girls that do still have some of those values, even though they might go left and kind of do what everybody's doing, but eventually those real values come back.
So you don't have to give us an age, but is she over the age of 21?
She's 24.
Okay, there we go. She's still young, but she's getting there. Yeah.
We may have to like invite her and ask us about what's going on with the girls in her generation.
Yeah. I think it would be good.
Yeah. So let's bring her on. Yeah.
We'll talk about it.
So yeah, Cater to You was my song. I love that song. We have our third Sookie Sheet.
It's Tasha. We miss you, girl.
I know, we miss you. We miss you, boo. So Tasha, her group was
TLC.
TLC. I mean, oh my God! Like, who? How can you go wrong with that? Like, TLC.
And you know, TLC. I was really surprised when they put out this particular track that this song was so incredible.
Yeah, this red light.
It's Red Light Special.
One of their best songs.
One of their best songs. Yes.
Yeah. Best song, best album. Yeah, absolutely. I agree. I mean, TLC is like my top five for sure.
Yeah.
So, what's the song?
Number three.
Number three.
Red Light Special.
Here we go.
Red light special all through the night, baby.
Yeah.
I love her vibe.
I like some excitement.
And I like it, man. No.
I don't know. That is our number three. Top five Silky Sheep by Tasha SWV. Or, I'm sorry.
TLC.
TLC.
So the reason why I love this song, because she tells me what she likes. And I tell her, that's what I like. I like to take the southern route to the red light district.
The southern route?
The southern route.
Okay.
Southbound?
As I-75 South, as Michigan people know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I-75 South.
75 South. Yeah, I take very pride of going down south.
Okay. We have to talk about this.
You know,
like,
down,
maybe another episode, but down, we'll talk about
it. Well, no, downtown is like my favorite place to go.
Downtown.
Sometimes it rains. Sometimes it don't.
Okay.
Sometimes you might get flooded out. Sometimes you don't. But it's the mystery of that that's very, very thrilling.
The mystery, really of, the, mystery of the journey. Huh?
The mystery and the journey. Figuring it out.
Right.
So thank you, TLC, for that, because that was on my top five Silky Sheets mixtapes all the time.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you to Shaw. That was a
good choice.
Good choice. Yeah.
So we have our fourth top five Silky Sheet. It is going to be DJ?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, this was on me.
DJ Clay.
I'll take responsibility for this one.
Yeah, take responsibility.
So
you picked Escape?
I picked Escape, and I had two joints. You know, I had two songs I really like, but
you had to pick one.
You can only pick one.
So you got to give us. You got to give us the reason why you picked this song and why it was so sentimental to you.
Okay. I can think back of a situation.
Please do
on this one. You know, who can I run to?
Yeah. Who can you run to?
Yeah.
Who can you run to?
Yeah, I love that song.
So you know, I just think about this young lady.
She was all right. So this is
that's all you got for us.
Oh my god, man. It's that simple.
I want the tea. We want the dirty.
I'm gonna take it right there. You want the detail.
Hell yeah.
I can't tell you.
You ain't gotta say no names. Just give us details.
No names.
You know, hey, this is what we do. Me and Sade and I, we are probably the only one on this whole podcast that will go deep.
That will go there.
Ain't that right, girl?
My dirty laundry is out there.
My laundry. No, I don't think it's dirty. It's just a lot.
It's a lot. My skeleton.
Like four or five loads of dirt. Yeah, mine's like 10 loads of laundry.
Got a little.
You need extra.
More in the basket.
Extra tied. Get that clean.
Okay, so
Oxy wash.
Oxy wash.
Yeah.
Okay, top five Silky Sheets. This is number four. Mm-hmm. Escape. Who can I run to?
I'm not afraid of change. I have yet to find that someone who is care to satisfy me, to stare right by me. Oh, who can I run to? Who can I run to? To share this empty space? Tell me, who can I run to when I need love? Who can I run to? Who can I run to?
run to when I need love.
I love this part.
Wow.
I wish I could hit the high note and I could never.
But you said, ooh.
Yeah,
she was close.
Those
yeah,
backgrounds
sorry.
Are phenomenal.
Take it away. You can take it away. I got the other one back. Yeah.
Who can I run to? I can't see if
she hits on
note.
Big shout outs. Big shout outs to Escape. Boy, they were a big pillar of the R&B culture.
And in my life, I listened to them religiously. I had the what was it, Kicking Back or?
Oh, what was the other song that you was talking about that you want to get?
Oh, Softest Place on Earth.
Softest Place on Earth. The softest place on earth. Wow.
So, are we doing a five?
No.
Okay. So this is the top four sucky sheets. And please go online. Jay Boogie showed you guys. Go to rmb-live.com. Go to live stream. Go to the bottom of the first video. I guess you can see it right there. You can vote. Vote.
Is right there. Jay Boogie on it.
Guys, is this it?
Yeah.
It's over? Not over, but we are going to go off while we let our boy do his thing.
Yeah.
Guys, thank you guys for joining us. We appreciate you watching. We love your guys' feedback. Please let us know. You guys want to see something. You want to hear something.
Email us. At info@rmb-live.com.
Absolutely.
And you guys, make sure you guys tune in on our next episode. We have the fabulous Dimples Music. She's going to be joining us as a co-host. So we got the fabulous Dimples Music joining our podcast. You know, she's going to be, I hope she gets some new, I hope she has some new music for us. We don't know yet.
Yeah.
And also make sure you guys go to rmb-live.com and go ahead and register to win the Carlos Ferrar and Friends
get
the free tickets go there
tickets,
yep
you do not want to miss that show.
I need all your emails by this week, because on October 11th we're gonna be pulling names.
It's coming up, guys, so please be sure you guys enter to win a really good concert. We're gonna be there, so please try and get it in before then. Okay. I don't know.
Anything else? Any closing remarks?
I don't know. I'm good.
We closed that one out pretty well. We covered the bases.
Well, you know, rest in peace, my girl, Shantae. Queen G Gibson.
Queen G.
She's, so rest in peace, baby girl. We love you. I miss you. And Tashaw, you bring your ass next week, girl, okay? Yeah, we need you. And thank you, Clay. DJ Clay, thank you, bro. Thank you, bro.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, bro. Thank you.
Hey, thank you for having me, as always.
Yep, guys. So catch us next time. We're on every other Thursday.
Every other Thursday.
7 p.m.
7 p.m. So live.
Please be sure to tune in. I am your fabulous co-host, Sade.
Kiefer.
And DJ Clay.
Thank you, guys.
The real R&B shit.
R&B Live. Let's go.